U.S. markets closed lower for the week and the month, lagging its European peers who closed higher for the month of February. Focus has now shifted to news over the weekend of U.S. and Israel's strikes on Iran, which killed Iran's supreme leader and put the Middle East into a new conflict. In return, Iran launched missiles towards Israel and other nearby countries. The price of oil has spiked, with Brent crude up over 9% and trading above $79 a barrel. In addition, OPEC held a virtual meeting this weekend and agreed to increase output in April, in line with expectations. The price of gold is also trading higher, up over 3% to above $5,400 an ounce, as investors look to save haven assets. Turning back to news last week, Nvidia was in the spotlight after releasing its fourth quarter results that easily beat estimates. However, the market response was muted as the earnings beat was already priced in. Looking at the week ahead, we will hear from retailers such as Target, Costco, and Best Buy, who will provide an insight into consumer spending. On the economic front, US jobs data and retail sales will be released on Friday, and in Europe, inflation is expected on Tuesday. In China, PMI data will be released on Wednesday, and the National People's Congress starts this week, where they are expected to release their 15th five-year plan. Turning to South Africa, the budget delivered by the finance minister last Wednesday struck a constructive tone, centered on long-awaited debt stabilization, rising primary budget surpluses, and a continued focus on structural reforms. Private sector credit extension grew in line with expectations in January, supported by strong commercial lending and, importantly, a pickup in household credit. In the week ahead, we look to the February APSA PMI and new vehicle sales data. It's also a busy week on the earnings front, with results from Bidvest, Shoprite, and FirstRand. That's it for now. Have a great week.